Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. The resurrection. Now, Peter here is dealing with this subject of saving baptism. And I've made the point in the previous discourse, this is not water baptism. If you look at the verse here, verse 20 and 21 and on, you will see that it's not the removal of any filth or dirt on the body. It's the pledge, the response of a good conscience. It's an inward spiritual work, not a physical baptism at all. But this spiritual baptism, this regeneration by the Spirit, this effective calling out from the world, this separation unto Christ, is a effective, that's the word I want, an effective, the effective nature of this spiritual baptism. It really does affect thorough cleansing and renewal. Ezekiel 36, John 3, and so on. It does bring to Christ. But the point here is in verse 21, it all depends on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This baptism, this saving baptism, this work of the Spirit, this regeneration, is by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It saves you by, verse 21, the resurrection of Christ. We speak of the life of Christ, yes. We speak of the death of Christ, of course we do. But one of the undervalued themes of today is the resurrection of Christ. Too little is made of this. My preaching is made too little of it. It's reserved for the Christendom observation at Easter. You read the Acts of the Apostles and you will see. These early preachers were constantly lifting up Christ raised from the dead, Christ King, and his kingdom, demanding obedience to his law. And this is the testimony here. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, place of power, intercession. All power is given unto me, Matthew 28, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. And therefore he is able to subdue all things to himself. He's able to bring sinners to himself for salvation. Glory now, power now, leading to the coming again of Christ in judgment, in resurrection power, and the establishment in all its fullness of the kingdom. And it's all in Christ. Christ is all under Christ, through Christ, by Christ, and by the resurrection of Christ. He was raised again for our justification, Romans 4:25. Yes, we must make much of the life of Christ and the death of Christ, of course, the blood of Christ. But the resurrection of Christ is not just victory over death. So much is bound up into it. Here is Christ now, ever living to make intercession for all his people. And he's coming again in great power and glory, and this is the blessed hope. Well, that's what Peter is dealing with here. And it's all connected with progressive sanctification. We press on serving the resurrected Christ the King under his law, as we've seen it in the Sermon on the Mount in John 13 to 16 and so on. Christ is King. He reigns. He rules. And one day he will come in full open power and bring in his kingdom in all its majesty, glory and power and the everlasting bliss of his people. This is the blessed hope, the appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. So it's the resurrection of Christ. He has earned redemption. He's accomplished it, and the Spirit is now applying it. May God be praised as we consider the resurrection of Christ. And may this thought dominate our experience, not only now, today, but forever. Amen.